the hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What about when your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into Early Edge in 5. We've got storylines and best bets for tonight's Game 4. Always pivotal. The Heat and the Celtics. So many different things could happen tonight. So we decided we're going to limit it to just one star of the show. Just me and Alex. For the first time ever, bring him on. Prop stars right here, baby. What do we do? Well, me and you, we sweep boards. That's what we do. Let's get right into it. Because tonight, both teams, injury issues, but a big one announced this morning against the Heat. Start us off, Alex.
Yeah, big one and a fresh one, Coach. The Heat will be out without Tyler Hero tonight. They're fresh off of winning the Sixth Man of the Year award. He's had a fantastic season, averaged 20 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists off of the bench. Those are truly remarkable numbers. He is out tonight due to a left groin strain. Without Tyler Hero, look for Victor Oladipo to get a big boost in minutes and playing time tonight. He had a nice game 3, contributed a lot on the defensive end. They'll need more offensive output tonight if they're going to steal game 4 in Boston. Miami is just banged up across the board. Every starter besides Bam Adebayo is listed on the injury report coming into this game as questionable. They will need a lot of these guys to step up for Miami if they're going to get this win.
I absolutely agree with you. My storyline is this. The over, it has sailed to the over in the first 3 games. But I think because of your storyline, Alex, that's going to stop tonight. It still may get to the over, but I don't think that's a good play tonight because it's going to be a grinded out game 4 pivotal. The series always start to slow down the longer they go because the teams really start to know each other. So be very careful if you want to play the over tonight. Now, let's get into our board for the day or for the night. First play, Alex, you're up.
Yeah, I'm going Bam Adebayo over 2.5 assists, Coach. He's coming off a huge performance in game 3 where he finished with 31 points, 10 rebounds, 6 assists. They ran a ton of offense through Bam. He was even bringing the ball up, a point center. Really impressive stuff. Averaged 3.4 assists in the regular season, career average of 3.3 assists in the playoffs. He's going to be initiating a lot of offense for Miami tonight without Tyler Hero, as we just mentioned, with Jimmy Butler banged up. Kyle Lowry still questionable, even though he's expected to play. I like Bam to continue to be the focal point of Miami's offense over 2.5 assists.
He's been an absolute beast. Assists, rebounds, points. I love this play. Now, first time ever, Alex, I'm going with 4 big plays here on the show. First, we're going to start with the Celtics minus 6.5. Because of all the reasons that Alex just gave you, every member of the Heat is hurt, including Jimmy Butler, who played only half of the last game. He says he's going to try to go tonight, but take Jimmy Butler, to me, out of the equation. I love the Celtics. Bounce back. Backs are against the wall. We'll take them minus the 6.5. Play number 2, Jimmy Butler, under 25.5 points. This is just kind of a gut play for me because if his knee is banged up and he only played half of the game in game 3, how much can he really give the Heat tonight? So if he starts, this play is live. I'll take the chance. Let's go under 25.5. Now, Jaylen Brown over 6.5 rebounds. You're like, Coach, rebounds for Jaylen Brown? Yeah, how about this? First 3 games, 10, 8, 9 rebounds. Has sailed over in all 3 of these games. He'll do it again tonight. And then my last play, Al Horford over 11.5 points. Did not play in game number 1. Game number 2, what did he do? 10 points. Game number 3, what did he do? 20 points. Translation, he's continuing to get better. His confidence is there. I like Al Horford to get into double digits tonight and sail over 11.5. So to wind things up, I need a little same game parlay. Alex, bring us home.
I got you, Coach. First up, we've got the Heat under 108 points. We mentioned we also like the under. This obviously correlates with that. Next up, we've got Bam Adebayo over just 1.5 assists. Jason Tatum over 3.5 assists. Kyle Lowry under 13.5 points. And Gabe Vincent over 5.5 points. The Heat will need him to step up tonight without Tyler Hero. Put those all together, you get plus 400 odds.
I love when you talk like that. Put it all together. It's plus 400. You don't get a better show in 5 minutes or less. So, There's only one thing left to do. I hope you all watch this live because we don't put up the recap screen, or do we, AB? Very, very quickly. Yes, we do. Bam. There you see my three props. Butler, Jaylen Brown, Horford, Celtics minus 6.5. Oh, a little bonus from the morning show. Zach Attack. Grant Williams over 9.5 points. He is the spiritual leader of the Boston Celtics. There you go. Storylines, best bets, and we do it all in 5 minutes or less. There's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these game four tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. I guess there's only one. Prop stars, but of course there's AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. We grind every single day. Don't miss our daily show, Early Edge, 10 a.m. every single morning. Good luck.
I'm Mark Chapman. Welcome to the Planet Premier League podcast. Each week, Cesc Fabregas, Nader Manua, and myself talk all things Premier League.
As a player, you don't have time to talk. No. You don't have time to make a plan. You just need to deal with wave after wave after wave.
We watched Coach Carter, and he said, oh, afterwards, the game's just about doing this for your teammates. And I remember looking around halfway through the film, and half the squad was asleep.
Planet Premier League. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.